Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody and welcome to Quipscript. Shall we talk about a brand new game, a game that's coming out, a game that's not coming out just yet? My name's Ashton.
My name's Ben.
Ben, what have we been playing?
We've just had a go on that there, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge.
Yes.
The arcade beat-em-up, sort of side-scrolling beat-em-up from Tribute Games. I have had my eye on this one for a while.
You have.
Because Tribute Games was founded by some principal people from the developers of the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World game, which was also a side-scrolling beat-em-up, which I really, really liked back when it came out and when the remaster was released, I think maybe last year or the year before. And so I've had my eye on this one, despite not being a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a Half Shell.
Heroes in a Half Shell, Turtle Power.
Yeah.
Or indeed, side-scrolling beat-em-ups, really. I have no nostalgic love for them, but I was such a big fan of Scott Pilgrim vs. the World game that I thought, hey, if it's from the same people, it's got to be pretty good. And it's out now on the Windows, the Linux, the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. And I tell you what, it's really flipping fun.
It is very fun.
It's a good laugh, and it's got... I'm just going to run through the key features here. It's got six-player co-op, which is a lot.
Both local, online, and, like, what's the word? Combined,
yes.
Online and
multiplayer. Yes, so you can take local multiplayer online. Also, they've said, but we couldn't find a way to do that, or at least it crashed a bit for us when we were trying to sort that out. Certainly, at least as far as the PS4 goes, you can only have four players locally at any given time, so it would imply that if you have six, you're going to be going into online, or it's just six online. But fortunately, there are, well, I think more than six different characters. Yes, there are. There's Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, Master Splinter, and April O'Neil. Those are your base six, but then you can also unlock Casey Jones as well.
Yes,
who's the hockey mask man. You played it with me.
I did.
And you're watching our footage now. We played as, I believe, Michelangelo and Leonardo.
Yes.
Leonard.
You were Lenny.
I was Lenny.
Mikey.
You were Mikey.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, how do I explain it? It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Yes.
While you can play very particularly and very carefully by trying to avoid getting hit, there's so much chaos on screen, which is only going to be multiplied by, you know, depending on how many players.
When you add a player, yeah.
Exactly. It's sort of you mash square to hit, you press triangle to do a special attack, you can press R1 to regain your ninja power, is what it's called, in order to do your special attack. There's items, healing items you can find in the world. You can play...
You can grapple an enemy, and then you can throw them directly
them
at the screen.
At the screen, that's fun. The healing items are obviously pizza.
Yes, of course.
It's got an overworld, which is the little turtle van where you go between different levels. And what else is there?
There's like additional replayability challenges. If you find a certain character in a level, they'll give you a challenge that you have to like find the newspaper headlines or diary entries or something. So.
Yes, exactly. There's collectibles and there are challenges in each level as well. Like don't get hit, which seems unlikely, to be honest, but it is possible. And then there's also an arcade mode, like a proper arcade mode, if you want to play it like that, where it's harder. You have a difficulty option anyway for the regular story mode, but arcade mode, you have limited lives, as you would in an arcade, and you get a proper game over screen, whereas in the traditional story mode that you've got available, you can just kind of keep playing, which is exactly what I want, really, yeah. because I just want to mash buttons and go through this colourful, ridiculous, over-the-top side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we literally just were, like, spamming square and triangle. And mm-hmm. There was no finesse to our playing.
No.
But I still
occasionally, I'd sprinkle in a circle, in the circle button so you dodge out the way. And you can jump, obviously, and mm-hmm. if you press them in certain combinations, it'll just...
a combo move of
go
some kind.
Crazy. Yeah. There was a moment where, or one of the levels we played, where there were these enemies that were flying and they were kind of a pain in the ass to take down. You can jump and hit.
Yeah.
But it was all sort of, I don't know. There are certainly some moments it's got that, I'd say it's not so much an issue with this game. Well, it is. But it's more of an issue with just the genre in general in that you have to be on the same plane as the person you're trying to hit to hit them.
Yeah.
But that can often be difficult to line up. And if they're flying as well, it can be difficult to tell which plane they're on. So, but they can hit you.
Yes.
Some of the bosses have crazy big hitboxes in terms of being able to hit you, but you're not entirely sure where they end and where they start. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, again, it feels intentionally designed as if it were an arcade game where it's designed to get as much money out of you as possible, where you're thinking, well, that felt a bit cheap that I got hit there. But those are minor issues.
Yeah.
I think we only really
got that on one level. There was like a level where we're on hoverboards chasing after a
car
truck
thing, yeah.
And that was kind of the only level where I felt like we were kind of at a disadvantage of everything else, which is like, there's about a billion people on screen.
Yeah.
You just punch them as quickly as you can and you move on to the next area. Like, but that one was a little bit more finicky with terms of like combat in that one. But the rest of like the other boss battles that we did were pretty easy. Mm-hmm. There was Bebop.
And Rocksteady. And then Bebop and Rocksteady.
And then Bebop and Rocksteady in their car.
Yeah.
I think it's good. The story so far is just that they take over a TV station.
Shredder's being a real rascal. You gotta go get him and his minions.
A real rascal.
You've got the various ninjas who are coming after you, but they are robots and they explode when you kill them. And they've got that classic arcade palette swap where some of them are blue, some of them are purple, some of them are red.
The blue ones have swords.
Yes.
And then the yellow ones throw axes at you and the red ones are red.
Yeah.
And the purple ones, sometimes they have shields.
Mm-hmm. And you level up.
Yeah.
You get more hit points. You can gift some of your hit points to your friend if they're running low on them by high-fiving.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's clearly positioned to be as accessible as one of these games can be. So you can just have four controllers or just two or play it by yourself if you want and just smash through this campaign by just mashing buttons.
Mm-hmm.
But equally, it does have that extra layer of challenge if you want it, if you want that traditional, more hardcore experiences there too. I really like it so far. I'm looking forward to playing more in my spare time with my home friends and not my at work during office hour friends.
Oh.
You're a friend too, Ashton.
Oh, thank
but
you.
I just mean not at work.
Not at work.
Not at work. Yeah. But it's good fun and I'm looking forward to playing more of it.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be good. I can't wait to go to your house because you have it on your PlayStation and play more.
We'll do some more.
Yeah.
We'll play some more. See if we can get a full complement of players. Try to join a pretty full server and the game froze.
Crashed the game.
So it could well be that at the moment the online functionality isn't perfect. But then again, I think you're probably going to have more fun in local co-op.
But it does also have cross-play, but currently only between PlayStation and Xbox.
Right.
So you can't cross-play on Switch or PC with other people. But also, when you try and go online, it'll suggest the level that you're currently on and any public servers. But then also, like, it'll tell you how far into the level they are. Like, Ben joined one that was 98% through the level.
Yes, I did.
Finished the boss fight. And then it was like, you did it!
I showed up right at the end of the boss fight. He had no health left. I think I did one swing. And then all these challenges popped up like, wow, you completed the level without being hit. And I was like, okay. So then I backed out of that lobby because it just wasn't loading the next stage.
Yeah.
And so that's something's going wrong here. And I had just got to the start of chapter 4 anyway. So I think it tries to match make you with people who are nearby.
Yeah.
and they were right at the end of chapter 4. Then it played the cutscene for chapter 5. And I was like, oh, hang on a minute. I haven't played any of chapter 4, but for some reason the game then just... So it could end up slightly wink-wonking your progression, potentially. So just be aware of that when you're joining other people's games and stuff. Yeah. But there we are. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. More like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's... Ooh. Refriends, because you get to play it with all your friends.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, more like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's shredding those buttons.
Nice, because he's pressing them all real fast.
Yeah, all at the same time.
Excellent. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.